Blog Talk Radio.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all
Lion and the Lamb, the Lion.
Glory to God. God, we know that you are truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise. And how great are you, God, in the midst of sickness and pain, God is still a great God. Glory be to God. Welcome to another Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio broadcast with Evangelist Dana Hanna in the midst of sickness and pain. This broadcast, I will be praying, doing healing confessions, and healing scriptures. Glory to God. That's what God put on my heart to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to say in advance, excuse me if I cough a little. This is a season where the enemy tried to hit me with arthritis. I'm sorry, with asthma. Glory to God. I do not claim that. After I do this broadcast, I have to counsel everything that I spoke because I have to tell my testimony and what I'm going through in order to encourage or help someone else. So I would cough and have to give myself breathing treatment sometimes and do the emergency inhaler. But I am believing God in the midst of that. I'm healed. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Glory be to God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory and honor and praise, God. We submit to you, Holy Spirit, that we will hear the voice of God and how God directs us in our health in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you by faith that we are clothed in your armor, God. I ask you to forgive us for any sins we have committed in word, thought, and deed in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory, God, hallelujah to your name, God. You are truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise. I yield to you this evening. Speak through me, pray through me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that this line is covered in your blood, that the internet is covered in your blood, that Kingdom Builders International is covered in your blood, that our homes are covered in your blood, and anything that's not like you got to leave right now in the name of Jesus. God. Glory to your name, Father. You truly worthy of all the glory, honor, and praise. And I pray through prayer and scriptures and confessions, that they will penetrate our hearts, God, so we can walk in our healing that Jesus won for us over 2,000 years ago on Calvary. And I thank you that as we speak it, we will see it and we will believe in our healing. So some scriptures I may say more than one time. Some prayers I may say some of them last time I was on. But as you speak it, you will see it manifest and you will believe what you speak. So, in the name of Jesus, by his stripes I'm healed. 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 The more you speak it, the more you will see it, and the more you believe it. Just by his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God said that he would deliver me out of all of them. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God said that he would deliver me out of all all of them. Not some of them. He said all of them. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. So this burst in your spirit, the automophia. Speak it. See it manifest in your life. See yourself off your seat there. I speak no more pills and no more pain, and I will see it manifest in my life if I keep believing it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give you all the praise and honor and glory. So, Jesus, I thank you that you are Lord over our life. Sickness and disease have no power over us. We are forgiven and free from sin and guilt. We are dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we are free for unforgiveness and strife. We forgive others as Christ has forgiven us. For the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Jesus bore our sickness in his body on the tree. Therefore, we are dead to sin and alive unto God. And by his stripes, we are healed and made whole. Jesus bore our sickness and carried our pain. Therefore, we give no place to sickness or pain. For God sent his word and healed us. Father, because of your word, we are overcomers. We are overcomers to the world, the flesh, and the devil. And by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. That's why I got to tell my testimony. And then so other people can hear my testimony, so they can overcome, so they can be encouraged. Because if it was up to the speaking flesh, which I hate my speaking flesh, again, I would not be on this broadcast. I was in pain from my head to my knees, to my feet, to my allergies flared up. But the doctor said I have sinuses or whatever, all in my face and my head. And then the so-called fibromyalgia is just pain and when it won't to, like a toothache. But that is not going to stop me from doing what God told me to do because I have to be consistent with what God told me to do. We have to be consistent. And if you're able, you got to push past the pain and not let it run our life. But a word of our testimony. I was able to do it not in my strength, but in the strength of Jesus. Said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So things that we cannot do in our natural, we can do spiritually if we do it through the strength of God. Glory be to God. You have given us abundant life, and we receive that life through your word, and it flows to every organ of our being, bringing health and healing. Heavenly Father, we attend to your word. We incline our ears to your saying. We will not let them depart from our eyes. We will keep them in the midst of our hearts, for they are life and healing to all flesh. God, as you was with Abraham, so is you with us also. Our eyes are not dim, nor are our natural forces abased. Blessed are our eyes, for they see and hear, and our ears hear. No evil will befall us, nor shall any plague come now our dwelling. For you have given your angels a special charge over us, and they keep us in all our ways of obedience. In our pathway is life and healing and health. Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sickness. Therefore, we refuse to allow sickness to dominate our body. the life of God flow within us, bring healing to every fiber of our being. We are redeemed from the curse of sickness. Galatians 3:13 is flowed in our bloodstream and is flowed to every cell of our body, restore life and health. The life of 1 Peter 2:24 is a reality in our flesh, stored every cell of our bodies. We present our bodies to God, for he is a temple of the living God. God dwells in us, and his life permeates our spirit, soul, and body so that we are filled with the fullness of God daily. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I make a demand on our bodies to release the right chemicals. Our bodies is in perfect chemical balance. Our pancreas could secrete the proper amount of insulin for life and breath. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit dark that the enemy has sent out against us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Every spirit dark, I take authority over. In the midst of the coffin, I shout, hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. For the breakthrough is coming, because I'm going to press. And I'm going to encourage, and I'm going to love all other people in the midst of their sickness and pain. And I cry out, and I pray for you, and I pray for me. And as we watch God manifest in our lives, thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, through your word, you have imparted your life to us, and that life restores our body with every breath we breathe, every word we speak, that which God has given are not planted or dissolved and rooted out of our bodies in the name of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24 says, it is engaged into every fiber of our being, and we are alive with the life of God. Jesus bore the curse for me and you. Therefore, we forbid growth and tumors to inhabit our bodies. The life of God within us dissolves growth and tumors, and strength and health is restored. Growth and tumors have no right to our bodies. They are things of the past, for we are delivered from the authority of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, every organ and tissue of our body functions in perfection to which God created it to function. We forbid any malfunction in our bodies in the name of Jesus. Father, your word has become a part of our being and is flowing in our bloodstream and falls to every cell of our bodies, restoring and transforming our mind. Your word has become flesh. For you sent your word and healed us. Your word is manifest in our body and make a demand on our bones and joints to function properly. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we give voice to your word. The law and the spirit of life in Christ Jesus make us free from the law of sin and death. Your life is energizing every cell of our body. All sickness must flee, for the Spirit of God is upon us, and the Word of God is within us. Fear and oppression has no power over us, for God's Word is our confession. Thank you, Father, that we have a strong heart. Our heart be with the rhythm of life, carrying the life of God throughout our body. Our blood flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and health abundantly. Our blood pressure is 120 over 80 in the name of Jesus. The life of God flows in our blood and clears our arteries from all manner that does not permeate to our body in the name of Jesus. We command our blood cells to destroy every disease and virus and try to inhibit or touch our bodies. in the name of Jesus. We command every cell of our body to be normal in the name of Jesus. Every cell that does not promote life and health in our bodies is cut off from its life force right now in Jesus' name. Our immune system grows stronger day by day as we speak life to it in the name of Jesus. I speak life to our immune system in the name of Jesus. It will fight off viruses. It will fight off flus. It will fight off colds in the name of Jesus. We forbid any confusion in our immune system. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwelt in us and quickened our immune system with the life and wisdom of God, which guard the life and health of our bodies. In the name of Jesus, our arteries will not shrink or become clogged. Our arteries, you are clean. In the name of Jesus, you function properly as God created you to function. In the name of Jesus. The same spirit, I almost see it, that raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in us, and sees us healing through our bodies in the name of Jesus, through our veins in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We forbid our bodies to be deceived by the enemy in any manner in the name of Jesus. Body, you will not be deceived by any disease or drugs, neither will you walk against life or health in any way. Every cell of our body supports life and health in the name of Jesus. We speak to the bones and joints of our bodies. We call you normal in the name of Jesus. Our bodies and joints will not respond to any disease, for the spirit and life of 1 Peter 2:24 permeates every bone and joint of our body with life and health. Father, we make a demand on our bones to produce perfect marrow. We make a demand on our marrow to produce pure blood that will wear off sickness and disease. Our bones refuse any offense of the curse in the name of Jesus. Body, in the name of Jesus, we speak the word of faith to you. We demand that every internal organ perform a perfect work. We charge you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the authority of his holy word to be healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. Father, we resist the enemy in every form that he come against us in the name of Jesus. We require our bodies to be strong and healthy and enforce it with the word of God. We reject the curse and enforce life in this body. We will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. We have been forgiven for our iniquities. You have healed all our diseases. You have redeemed us from destruction. You have satisfied our mouth for good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Lord, you have blessed our food and water and have taken sickness away from us. Therefore, we fulfill the number of our days in health, in peace, in prosperity, in victory, and in power. In the name of Jesus. Glory, God. Glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I can do with you on this call. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you that on Calvary, Jesus took all our sickness and our disease. We neglect the ability of the enemy to see negativity to our minds about our health as we think we are. So we decree that we are healed, we are whole, we are walking in supernatural divine health in the name of Jesus. We speak that we walk in divine health all the days of our life. No weapon of infirmity and sickness will prosper against us in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Matthew 18 says, "Who whatsoever we bind the loose on earth, we shall bound the loose, will be bound the loose in heaven." In the name of Jesus, we bind all satanic, evil, wicked, demons, liars, perverse, including demonic or religious strong men, including all spiritual strong men of infections and viruses and cancer and abnormal cells and radical cells and abnormal growth and radical growth and lesions of any kind, spams of any kind, pain of any kind, trauma, shock, sickness, disorder, and disease of any kind, afflictions of any kind, infirmities or inflammation of any kind in any parts of our body in the name of Jesus, including our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth, our gums, our backbone, our spine, our muscles, our ligaments, our tissues, our blood vessels, our heart, our lungs, our back, our bladder, our liver, our colon disorders and diseases, in the name of Jesus, our kidneys, in the name of Jesus, our hearts, in the name of Jesus, our brains, in the name of Jesus, God. We come against, in the name of Jesus, any colon disorders or disease, stomach disorders and disease, intestinal disorders and disease, prostate disorders and disease, kidney disorders and disease, bladder disorders and disease, urinary tract disorder and disease, thyroid disorder and disease, neurological disorders and disease, chemical disorder and disease, heart disorder and disease, lung disorder and disease, brain disorder and disease, breast disorder and disease, skin disorder and disease, reproductive organs disorder and disease. We command them to unleak, to unchain, and be loosed from God's chosen body in the name of Jesus. And you go wherever Jesus send you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to force out of your children all sickness, all diseases, all inflammation, infirmities, all infirmities of any kind in the name of Jesus, all infections. Thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue into our bodies in the name of Jesus, your miracle anointings from the top of our heads to the soul of our feet, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Cortabose, Cornishant, the Mosia, God. What is the Mosia, God? Oh, Cortabose, Cornishant, the Mosia, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory, hallelujah, to your name, God. You're worthy, God, of all the glory and honor, praise. In the midst of the sickness and pain, God, we glorify you. We honor you. We exalt you. So you are truly worthy, God, of all the glory, God. And we lead not to our own understanding, God, but we acknowledge you as all our ways, God. So you may direct our path in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we confess your word concerning healing. As we do this, we believe and say that your word will not return to you void, but accomplish what it said will. Thank you, Lord God. Therefore, we believe in the name of Jesus that we are healed according to 1 Peter 2:24. It is written in your word that Jesus himself took our infirmities for our sickness. Therefore, with great boldness and confidence, we say on the authority of the written word that we are redeemed from the curse of sickness and we refuse to tolerate its symptoms in the name of Jesus. Satan, we speak to you in the name of Jesus. And we say that your principalities, your power, your spirit that rules and plays in darkness, your spiritual weakness in heavenly places are bound from operating against us in any way. We are the property of the Almighty God, and we give you no place in us. We dwell in a secret place of the Most High God. We have body remain stable and fit under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Father God, we reverence you, we worship you for the assurance that your angels, God, is a captive around us to deliver us from every evil. No evil shall befall us. No plague or calamity shall come near our dwelling. We shall catch the word of God, abide in us, and deliver us to perfect soundness of mind and hold us in our bodies and spirit from the depths, from the deepest parts of our nature into our immortal spirits, even to the joint and marrows of our bones. The word is meditation and life to our flesh. For the Spirit of God and the Spirit of light operate in us and make us free from the law of sin and death. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that Satan is bound. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you that by Jesus' stripes we are healed. We thank you that by Jesus' stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The more you speak it, the more you see it, the more you believe it. The more you believe it, the more you're going to speak it. By his stripes, we are healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to do some confessions. Holy Spirit, speak deliverance and healing into our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your healing hands be stretched out upon our lives now in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, God, for the person that hears this broadcast and all this life that don't have the strength to cry out and pray for you, God. I cry out and I pray for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. They don't believe that you are able, God, because I know that you are able, because you raised me out of my sick bed before, and I know that you're doing it again, when I used to have to count the spots on the ceiling because I could not get out of bed. So I cry out for you. I cry out for you. Thank you, Jesus, that no matter what the enemy tried, God said that he will turn it around for your good. You got to trust him. You got to believe the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I thank strength for my brother and for my sisters in the Lord and for the ones that do not know you, God, that they will call on you, God, and they precious Lord and Savior, that in the midst of sickness and pain, Lord God, that they will hold on to you, God, and I was searching for you, God, over 15 years ago, God, that the pain hadn't went away, but I know that there's peace in the midst of the pain, because Jesus said, peace I leave with you. He said, peace I give to you. And the only way we don't have peace is if we give it to the devil, and we refuse to give our peace to the devil in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When I used to cough, I would cancel my other broadcast. I used to do the Just Breathe broadcast. It wasn't dedicated to healing, it was on different subjects. If you want to listen to them, you can just type in Just See, Just Breathe when you go on the internet, on Blog Talk, and they will come up. But as I said when I first came on tonight, I refuse to give in to my flesh and to what the enemy tried to put on me. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your miracle hands be stretched out upon our lives now. Oh, Lord, let your delivering hands be stretched out upon our lives now. When we break every refuge of sickness in the name of Jesus, we destroy the grip and operation of sickness and pain upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let our negativity be converted the positiveness. Positive. We shall see sickness no more in the name of Jesus. You have to say these confessions. We have to believe that it'll burst out in our spirits in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the whirlwind of the scattering from every vessel of infliction, infirmity, fashioned against our lives in the name of Jesus is canceled. Every spirit hindering our perfect healing, fall down and die now in the name of Jesus. God, that every germ of infirmity in our bodies die now in the name of Jesus. Father God, that every agent of sickness working against our health disappear in the name of Jesus. Fountain of discomfort in our lives dry up now in the name of Jesus. Every dead organ in our bodies receive life now in the name of Jesus. Every internal disorder, receive order now in the name of Jesus. Every infirmity come off with all your roots now in the name of Jesus. We withdraw every conscious and unconscious cooperation with sickness in the name of Jesus. We release our body from every curse of infirmities in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that the blood of Jesus flush every evil deposit out from our blood in the name of Jesus. And right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for anybody right now that's on this broadcast or that's in this broadcast that's dealing with arthritis, with asthma, bronchitis, in the mighty name of Jesus. I take authority over you now in Jesus' name. And I command your lungs to operate as God commanded them to operate before the foundation of the world. I command your breathing to operate like you're supposed to operate before the foundation of the earth. World, cold air will not affect your lungs in the name of Jesus. I take authority over fear because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, I speak right now to asthma, to bronchitis, and I command you to release them now in the name of Jesus. I almost see you, God. I thank you, God, that we are anxious for nothing because your words say for us to not to be anxious for nothing in the name of Jesus. We are not stressed, Lord God, because your word says for us to cast our cares upon you because you really love us, God. So every day we will cast our cares upon you, God, because we have no worries. We have no cares. We walk in victory because we give it to you and we need not to our own understanding, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we can breathe. We don't need no emergency inhalers. They don't need no whatever that stuff called, Buterol, in the name of Jesus. We don't need no Simicor in the name of Jesus. I cancel that. We don't need no steroids in the name of Jesus. Strengthen our lungs because by you our lungs are strengthened right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, raw spiritual contamination out of our blood in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for you are the Lord God that heals us. We praise you, God, for your mighty power that is able to heal all sickness and disease. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah! 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 Glory, God! We give you the highest praise, God. We thank you, Father, for the testimony that's going to come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. So others can see who you are, can see your mighty hands in the lives of your people, God. Thank you, Jesus. We release ourselves from the enemy, satanic blood coverings. We dismantle every stronghold of evil covenants in the name of Jesus. We speak destruction unto the fruit of unclean spirits in our lives in the name of Jesus. We nullify the effects of evil access to our blood in the name of Jesus. We release every organ in our body from the grip of evil blood covenants in the name of Jesus. We stand on the ground of the blood of Jesus to proclaim victory over sin, sickness, and Satan and his agents in the world in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus over every stubborn sickness in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over us in the name of Jesus. We magnify you, God. We glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. The more you speak it, the more you see it, the more you believe it, and the more you believe it, the more you speak it. The more you speak, by his stripes I'm healed. Say it. You will see it. And you will believe it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We believe in the unshakable and eternal power in the word of God. We believe that life and death is in the power of our tongues. We believe that as we make our confession unto life, the power in our tongue, Psalms 107:20 says, that your Father God will send your word to heal us, and your word will not return to you, boy. Thank you, Lord, for releasing. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, Father God, forgive all and heal all our diseases. Proverbs 103:3. Lord, it is written in your word that if I cry out to you, you will heal me. Psalms 30:2. Lord, it is written in your word that you will take away from me all sickness. Deuteronomy 7:15. By his stripes we are, Lord, but you, Lord, will bring me health and healing. Jeremiah 33:6. Lord, your word says that my healing shall bring forth speedily. Isaiah 58:8. Lord, you said that if we depart from evil, you will have health to our flesh and strength to our bones. Proverbs 3:78. Lord, you said that if we serve you, you would take sickness away from us. Exodus 23:25. We cry out to you, oh Lord, and you heal us in the name of Jesus. You say it in Psalms 30:2. Our bodies is healthy and strong and not plagued by human sickness. Psalm 73:4-5. The Lord will bring us health and healing, and we will enjoy abundance, peace, and security. Jeremiah 33:6. Thank you, Father God, that the afflictions of the righteous are many, but you will deliver them up from out of them all. Psalm 34:19. Thank you, Father God, that your word was strengthened. Our feeble hands are strengthened. Our feeble knees, jaws, fall. Thank you, Lord, that you will heal all our sickness and disease. Matthew 4:23-24. Thank you, Lord, for seeing our way and healing us and restoring and comforting us. Isaiah 57:18. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And tonight we are going to do communion again. I'm sorry I didn't say it earlier, to get your communion together. I do Welch's grape juice because it's 100% pure. It's 100% pure grape juice and salty crackers. Or you could go to a Christian bookstore and buy the little communion things they do at church. My pastor do communion every single service. If we had service 7 days a week, he would do communion 7 days a week. Jesus says, often as you do this in remembrance of me. You do not have to be in a church to do communion. People go to hospitals and do communion for the sick. You do not have to be a minister to do communion. You pray over that communion, you quote the scripture, and you take the communion by faith. Glory be to God. We release our faith and believe for healing, knowing that even a small amount of faith as a mustard seed can work miracles. So we thank you, God. Jesus is the Lord over our lives. Sickness and disease have no power over us. We are forgiven and free from sin and guilt. We are dead to sin and alive to righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do another confession before I pray for our unsaved loved ones and do the prayer of salvation and we do communion together. This is for confession for a healthy lifestyle. If you want any other confessions that I say over the broadcast, if I have them typed out, I'll send it to you. A lot of them, I don't have them typed out. I'm a person that writes. Glory be to God. You can go to God, send me an email at godlovedana@yahoo.com. Not love with the S, but love. GodLovedana@yahoo.com. You send me an email. Let me know you want the confessions. If you email me, I will give you my personal phone number. If you want prayer and you don't like to come on the broadcast and you know someone that's sick and chronic pain or needs it, you can email me. I'll email you back and they can call me and I will pray for them. Glory be to God. God said we have to be specific when we come to him. That's why during the broadcast I call out different things that you may not be dealing with. But who knows who's dealing with what over the line who's going to hear the broadcast later. Glory be to God. So this confession is for a healthy lifestyle. A lot of things that we go through in our health has to do with the way we eat also. So, Father God, we commit to live a life, healthy lifestyle this day. We prepare healthy food for our family and ourselves. We treat our bodies well and do not misuse it. Our bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, we come out from among food that delete our bodies from essential nutrients. We separate ourselves unto God, and we eat that which is good, healthy, and nutritional, and that will provide the building block to restore our bodies and bring us to the state of ultimate health. Thank you, God. We exercise regularly, and our body is strong and limber. We have excellent muscle tone and endurance. We have entered into God's rest and have ceased from our own works. Our life is balanced according to God's perfect plan for us. We get sufficient rest, sleep, and rejuvenation and restoration regularly so that we begin each week refreshed and ready for kingdom building. We keep our bodies under and bring it into subjection and do not allow our flesh to control us. I'm going to say that again. We keep our bodies under and bring it into subjection and do not allow our flesh to control us. Temperance in all things. We counsel all disturbing cravings for food and substance that threaten our health and well-being. We speak to all junk food that come in our presence. We decree that you have no power to control our desires or our appetites. We are free from bondage to unhealthy food products. We draw from the wisdom of God and direct us to prepare and shop healthy foods and manage our time properly so we do not fall back into bad eating habits. We command our body to obey and our mind to focus on the image of health. We see ourselves with a daily regimen and lifestyle that positions us for a high level of anointing and productivity to fulfill the dream and vision God has placed in our hearts. We walk in the spirit and do not fulfill the lust of the flesh in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for our family members, our co-workers, our neighbors, the Blog Talk listeners, and internet listeners who do not know you, Jesus, as their Lord and Savior. I pray that they will yield complete control to you and allow you, God, to direct their desires and yield total control of their will to you, God. I pray for their salvation. I ask you, Father God, to lift the scales of spiritual blindness from their eyes. I cry out for them, God. I cry out that you will have grace and mercy upon them, God. I pray, oh God, that you will forgive them, for they know not what they do, God. I cry out for the ones that serve other idols, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because your word says have no God before you, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for moving the minds and breaking every yoke and setting the captain free, God. I thank you for setting the captain free, God. I pray right now, God, as you touch their hearts, God, that they do not harden their hearts, God, so that they hear when they hear you knocking, God, that they will come on to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break every yoke of the enemy that has been sent out to destroy their life, God, because we know he come only to kill, steal, and destroy, God. I speak life over our families, over our co-workers, over our neighbors, God, over the grocery store owner, God, in the name of Jesus, God, over our friends, God, for the ones that do not know you, God. Have mercy on them, God. Have grace on them, God. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. If you have never called on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can say this confession with me. The Word of God says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and you will be saved. So say, Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I confess that I am a sinner and that I have sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me for all my sins, and I repent of my sins, and I choose to follow and obey and accept you, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins. I ask you, Jesus, to be the Lord of my life and be my Savior. And I say to you, welcome to the body of Christ. You said that prayer. The angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. Glory be to God. You can send us an email at www.kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. If you don't have a Bible, we would love to send you a Bible or MP3 player of the Bible. We would love to stand in your faith fight with you. Glory be to God. So now I pray in Jesus' name. So now let your mind and your hearts be clear from all distractions. We're going to take communion and fully concentrate upon the wonderful grace of God. Confess your God, forgive us of any sins we have done and work out of deed. If you need to repent, that means turn away from. That's something personal between you and God. So before we take communion right now, just repent for what you want to turn away from. Ask him to forgive you, yes. But if there's something in your life that you know you're going to turn away from, let it go. repent from that thing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father God, as you have forgiven us, we forgive those who have sinned against you, against us. Lord, we forgive and release anyone who have wronged us, and we ask you to search our spirit and remove any trace of sin or disobedience from our lives. Today we release from our mental prison anyone who has hurt us in any way, and we ask you to help them spiritually and bless them. God, they bless them. Pray for them that curse you and do wrong to you. So we have to pray for them. And God will heap coals of fire. We have to let them go so you can receive your healing. So in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to redeem mankind. We thank you that through Christ's suffering, he purchased a threefold redemption for our spirit, mind, and body. Today, so take the bread, the cracker or whatever. This bread represents the body of Christ. We ask you to bless it, Lord God. This juice represents the blood of Jesus that he shed it. So we ask you to bless, Lord God. We ask you to take this natural thing and make it spiritual, Lord God. As we come together and we lift them up to God, we're going to lift them up to God, we ask you to bless it and anoint it, God, in the name of Jesus. Your Lord said, often as we do this in remembrance of Jesus. So now we take and we eat together and we drink together. And we thank you, Father God. As we have received this communion, we thank you for bringing strength and health to us spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Jesus carried our infirmities. Therefore, we thank you for lifting from us what Jesus had carried for us. We receive unto ourselves virtue, strength, and power, might. We receive it by faith, and we give you all the glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you that we are healed. Hallelujah. We thank you that we are whole. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we can walk in our healing in the name of Jesus. So that's the end of the broadcast. I thank you again. This is Evangelist Dana Hannah, founder of Hannah's Alpha and Omega Outreach, where I like to clothe and feed people that's in need. My heart goes out to people in need, no matter what I'm going through in my life, and I live off $1,000 a month. Thank God I just moved to my own place that he has supplied everything that I need. But my heart still goes out to others that's in need. And again, my email address is GodLoveDana@yahoo.com. That God Love Dana. If you would like confessions, or if you would like to email me, and I will email you back my phone number if you want some personal prayer. Thank you very much, and continue to stay encouraged in the Lord, because in the midst of sickness and pain, there is peace. Glory be to God.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all we Let all